In 1919, German secret societies, the Thule Gesellschaft and the Vril Society, officially joined together to make contact and form an alliance with the ancient Aryan race. They allegedly succeeded and acquired information of an exotic propulsion system, which they handed over to German engineers. In 1923, German engineer Hermann Oberth published a book about spacecraft development entitled The Rocket to the Planetary Spaces and founded the Society for Space Travel in 1927. Wernher von Braun was a founding member. Hermann Oberth claimed that he and his team were helped by people from other worlds. In 1939, the Germans began exploring Antarctica. Documents found after the war show an exotic technology being developed in secret known as Die Glock, reported to affect the space-time field around it. In 1945, two German submarines were captured off the coast of Mar del Plata, heading to Antarctica. A map was found with instructions to an underground base. In 1946, the U.S. Navy launched Operation High Jump, a classified military operation under the guise of a scientific exploration. It was abruptly terminated, and on their return, Admiral Richard Byrd told the Chilean press that the United States should adopt protection against the possibility of an invasion coming from the polar regions. In 1947, a flying disc crashed in Roswell, New Mexico. Weeks later, the National Security Act was enacted and the CIA was created. In 1952, UFOs were reported in Washington, D.C. Fighters were dispatched but could not keep up with them. Radar personnel were convinced that the targets were solid metallic objects. In 1958, NASA was founded, with Wernher von Braun developing rockets, and 2 years later, becoming director of NASA. In 1959, the Antarctica Treaty was signed by 12 nations, prohibiting the military, private corporations, and the general public south of the 60th parallel without express permission from signatory nation states. In 2024, former Raytheon employee Eric Hecker claimed that there are exotic weapons of mass destruction in Antarctica.
There are embedded in the ice what are called digital optical modules, DOMs. They're about the size of a basketball. The array embedded in the ice is 1 kilometer by 1 kilometer by 1 kilometer. It is the world's largest telescope. And now, because we have proven that it can transmit, it's the world's largest directed energy weapons system. It is responsible for the earthquakes in Christchurch, New Zealand in 2011 on the front end of the year.
And just yesterday, Trump administration official Michael Kratsios said that our technologies permit us to manipulate time and space and cause things to grow.
Over the last few decades, America has become complacent, forgetting old dreams of building a wondrous future. But we know the American pioneer spirit still seeks the exploration of endless frontiers. Our technologies and what we do with them will be tools with which we will make the destiny of our country manifest in this century. Our technologies permit us to manipulate time and space. They leave distance annihilated, cause things to grow and improve productivity.
Greg Reese reporting. The Reese Report is now fully funded by my Substack subscribers. Subscribe today and support my work at gregreese.substack.com.